Hello and welcome to the Super Bowl review and season review episode of the Jefferson Madrinks podcast, the pod on a mission to normalize 8-team fantasy leagues. I'm Pete McManus and I'm your host for this episode, but it would be a very dull hour of me gushing over Patrick Mahomes if I wasn't joined by my captivating co-hosts.
I'm already regretting sitting here now. Ian Harrison.
Alan Monk.
Welcome, lads. We're kicking off today
If I knew this was how the episode was going to go,
I probably would
have stayed home.
I'm just saying.
You would have delayed it another week.
I'm just saying, without you two here, I would just sit here talking about how great Mahomes is for an hour, and then, you know.
I'll go.
I'm not sure people would really listen to that. So we're kicking off quarter one today with Super Bowl preview. Not preview, review.
The world's latest.
Yeah, the world's latest Super Bowl review. But it's one of those, we've decided to let the dust settle before we get into it.
Yeah, we decided to listen to everyone else's podcasts and their opinions. We thought, you know what? It's a good idea. We'll nick it.
So, first off, how was your night?
I had a great night.
I enjoyed it. Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it. It was. I do have to start. You know, after a long season and all the dust has settled, and we look back at things like this. Got to admit, Usher's halftime show was brilliant, wasn't it?
It was.
I really enjoyed that.
To be fair, you might remember a few weeks ago on this podcast, I said I could not care less about Usher and he's very meh. And I watched it like. Oh yeah,
It was all right.
And Alicia Keys Ludacris came on. I was like, oh yes.
I thought Alicia Keys saved it.
That was my moment. All about Ludacris.
I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was good.
There was a lot going on.
He was good. How do you get that sweaty though? Like he wasn't exactly breakdancing. He did a bit of roller skating.
He moves a lot for a guy his age.
And he did that glitch dance.
I was gonna say,
but he was absolutely dripping.
I think he's mid-40s.
I think he's about 45.
So. I thought it was a terrific show. And I genuinely thought someone's going to stack it with the roller skating and credit. I don't think anyone did.
I wanted it. I really wanted it.
I think it's one of those where he hasn't got that many massive hits and he's not as relevant as he used to be. So there's a lot of, let's throw 400 people dancing around him at this.
But he's got a new album coming out, hasn't he? He's got
to promote, hasn't he? Well, I did enjoy the turn down for what that rocked up as well. That was probably the highlight as well.
The what?
The turn down for what?
Turn down for what?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, with you.
With belting.
Yeah, it was good.
JJ.
It was all right.
It was good.
He had a lot to follow the last couple of years.
Yeah, but he did all right.
Yeah. How was your night?
It was good. Do you know what? It's the first Super Bowl I can remember watching without having a drink for reasons that we won't get into on the pod. And it was a bit.
Pete's lost weight. I'll tell everyone.
I quite enjoyed it. And honestly, halfway through the second quarter, I was like, is it always this dull? Because I'm usually half cut by this point. Is it this? But actually, being able to watch, I feel like we always usually watch it together and we start mid afternoon. And by the time it gets to halftime, like, we're all half cut. And it was quite nice to be able to watch the end of it. And.
Especially
going to overtime. Yeah, I always feel like the next day I'm like, I need to watch that back, whereas I had a bit more of a memory of what went on.
Yeah, so. To be fair, I did not want that overtime.
And the game, it was a slow burner, but in the end I thought it was a pretty good Super Bowl. It really got going in the end.
Yeah, I think two terrific teams. We mentioned it in the last episode. They both deserve to be there, and it was unlucky that one of them had to lose, and I know it's the old sad old cliche and everything like that, but it was a fantastic game. I thought
49ers were all over them early and they just needed to put them to bed.
It's the turnovers though. It's not often you see CMC fumble the first quarter and it's inside the 20 as well, which is just it doesn't happen. And I think the Chiefs, he just stood up when it really needed to yet again.
Yeah. There was nowhere. Once it got into overtime and 49ers settled for a field goal, it was like, this game's over.
Yeah, absolutely.
I also don't understand why they took the ball first with the new rule.
I do.
How do you go into the biggest game of the season not understanding the overtime
rules? No, I understand it. What I don't understand... The bit that makes it awkward is, the thing is, if you score a touchdown, you're in position then, aren't you? Because yeah. even if they go and score a touchdown, you're going to get the ball back, and you've then got the first chance to score and go and win it. So I kind of see both sides to it. I think there's been a lot of debate since, and I think the fact that there's been loads of debate since suggests that it's a good rule change, and it's not. There isn't one right answer. But I am at the same time, I'm with you. I would always go second. It's like you want to know what you've got to do.
Well, did you see the slow motion reaction of Mahomes losing the toss?
Yeah.
And then hearing the Niners say, "We'll take the ball," he went from absolute despair to, "Let's go, we're having this." He was buzzing. That's the best toss you'll ever lose.
And I think the advantage to going second, if you've got Mahomes on your team or any top quarterback, is even if they score a touchdown, you can still go for two. Like, you can go up the other end, score a touchdown, and you go, right, do we want to give them the ball back, or do we want to just hand it to Mahomes on one play from the 2 yard line and go for two and try and win the Super Bowl? And it's like, more than 70-80% of the time, that's going to pay off, isn't it?
Yeah.
So,
Andy Reid's got a separate playbook for two yard rubbish. Yeah.
And on the first, if you
how can we get a shuffle pass off to Kelsey?
And if you take the ball first, you can't go for two. Even if you scored a touchdown, it's a ballsy move, isn't it? You can't go for two and really block them out, can you? Because if you don't get it, and then they
Mike Vrabel would.
Yeah.
Dan Campbell would.
Probably, yeah.
Dan Campbell wouldn't understand what was going on though. He would be in that category. Anything else to add?
I just think it was a really good game. I know, Ian, you were disappointed towards the end of it, and
it was the right result.
It was this. So this is the thing: when we were watching it together, Ian at the end of it was fuming, and he was like, "They just can't keep getting away with it."
Yeah,
and it was one of those where it was like,
"It's the Chiefs, it's the Super Bowl. They just always find a way," and it's about experience as well.
I think that's
3-5, and
they
just know how to get the job done.
Yeah.
Genuine question though, which quarterback is the one that can battle Mahomes now? Like, if you look at the NFL as a whole, which quarterback stands out as the one, maybe the sort of the Manning to Brady? Is it Joe Burrow?
Well, I'm obviously going to say Burrow because Burrow's, he's only lost once to him.
I think this brings me on to a point I forgot about, but I'm now going to make.
Oh, here we go.
In that, one of the things that's currently bugging me about the NFL is when they talk about how stacked the AFC is with quarterbacks, and it's Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Lamar, CJ Stroud. Now, I'm sorry,
Rodgers,
but it's Mahomes, and then there's a gap, and then there's a bunch of quarterbacks. Like, there is a serious gap now, I think, between... He's got the experience of doing it.
This is Pete gushing now. Here we go.
No, you're boring me now,
Pete. It's embarrassing.
8 minutes.
It's embarrassing how much you're gushing over Mahomes.
It's embarrassing to keep pulling him in with a load of people that have barely been to a Super Bowl, let alone won one, when he's got three.
He
has got three, but he's only won once against Burrow. Burrow's done him three times.
I don't care.
So you can't say there's a massive gap between Mahomes all the way up here and then Burrow down here.
I'm not saying it's a massive gap. I'm saying there's a gap. He's not in the same boat. When it mattered, Mahomes got it done.
Mahomes is the quarterback that will always put his team on his back when they need him. He's done it. He did it in the Super Bowl.
He's not the only quarterback that does that.
He's not. And I agree with what you're saying. But he is doing it time and time and time again in the biggest games. And that is what is making him elite. Now, I agree with you. I think Burrow is right up there. Maybe Mahomes has the slight edge. It would be interesting to see how a fully fit Joe Burrow does again. And like you say, he's already beaten him a few times. I just can't see many beating Mahomes at the minute. And it pains me to say
But he's not been QB1 on the season. That was Josh Allen.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. If
Brock Purdy would have won it, would you have said in the NFC is Brock Purdy and there's a massive gap and there's a bunch of quarterbacks?
No, but put it this way: the 49ers score a field goal. You've got the ball and you've got to go 75 yards to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
If you ask 100 NFL fans which quarterback they'd want in that position,
Mahomes all day.
100 of them are going to say Mahomes.
Yeah.
Now, if you go back to when it was Brady against Manning, 70 might have said Brady, 25 might have said Manning, and somebody might have said something else. But at the moment,
Eli,
100 of them are going to say Mahomes. And that's my point. I'm not saying he's miles ahead of everyone. I'm just saying
I think
he's clearly number
one.
There isn't a debate about it. He's clearly number one. I agree with you. I think Burrow's probably the closest. Still don't rate Lamar. Lamar's just had a great fantasy season. He's had a great NFL season by the MVP voting. And then you can't argue with that. But
well,
when it gets,
I will.
When it gets,
I will, because he should have been MVP.
When it gets to the playoffs, he hasn't done it. Josh Allen has sort of done it, but he's not got them over the line when it really matters. Burrow has got them to the Super Bowl.
Was robbed by a spurious PI call.
Hold on. Right, you're forgetting the T. Higgins push-off as well.
No,
though.
We can't
go back to...
Right. Yeah.
No, because that wasn't when the game was on the line.
I know it was Super Bowl review last, but I was trying to stick to 2023.
Yeah, Super Bowl. The refs handed the Rams that Super Bowl.
I do agree with you, but I also think there may be that... I think someone's going to step up, and I don't know who it is. Because they have to challenge Mahomes now. And with, I'll be honest, with the Bengals free agency money that they've got, and we're going to talk on free agency, the money that the Bengals have for free agency, they should invest it to be the team, because they're probably the ones that are most there.
No, I think we'll just save it for a rainy day.
Yeah.
Well, of course
the money that did you see how much the cap went up?
I know.
The money that everyone's got.
I know.
I was like, that's
Taylor
ridiculous.
Swift affect that.
30 odd million.
30 million, yeah.
That is a ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah.
It's more than 10%.
It puts a lot of teams that were really struggling.
That's three running backs.
Everyone can go.
That's three running backs.
At least.
Yeah. it's more than three.
That's three Josh Jacobses.
Jesus. On the franchise tag, it's probably about seven of them. The franchise tag's quite low on running backs.
I think it's... Is it down to 8 mil? I think I read.
So, just quickly, before we get to the end of this quarter, looking ahead to next year, three-peat?
No.
I'll be honest, I hope not, but it's only because I like seeing different winners, but it wouldn't surprise me at all.
I like seeing different winners, i.e. the Texans.
No.
He'd love to see
Texans. As in, like... If it's like the Pats, isn't it? The Chiefs are now the Pats. You don't want to see the Pats in the Super Bowl. You want to see someone like the Ravens or the Bengals.
I would have loved to see the Lions against the Texans. That would have been a great Super Bowl.
That would have been good.
So it's like, really, I agree with you on that. I'm just pointing it out, and we're going to do loads of podcasts across the year and loads before we predict it. But I am not picking against the Chiefs again.
I don't think
you think
he's
on.
I think it's all there. I'm not saying that. I don't know. You go into a season, it's hard enough to win it. It's ridiculously hard, as they've just proven to defend it. But I think it's just daft to pick against him.
But they'll have to do it next year without Marcus and Valdes-Scantling.
Yes.
It's a tough ask.
How will they ever get through that?
Yeah. Just look at Aries Tony still be a healthy scratch in week one next year.
Just whilst we're talking on next year's Super Bowl. Who are we having for the halftime show?
Taylor. It's going to be Taylor.
Oh, you can't have Taylor Swift.
How can it not be Taylor?
I mean, yeah, granted.
Give her a little bit more notice.
It's going to be. But who would you want?
That's unless, like, she might have a very young child at home, because Travis Kelce got a little bit excited after his celebrations got knocked up.
You mean a second young child, because she's already with one?
Ooh.
Yes.
After his antics with Andy Reid.
14 and a half minutes of the first quarter without...
How was Andy Reid not benched him for the next drive?
I have to say that was... And I know a few players came out and said it. If that was any other player,
he'd be on the bench.
Basically any other player in the entire NFL.
He'd be riding the bench for the next drive. I don't care what game it is.
I think people would still be talking about it now.
Andy Reid is spineless. He's a Super Bowl winner, but he's spineless.
Well, it's a big call to... Drop your best
drive, and it sends a message.
Yeah,
don't care what game it is.
Maybe you're right.
Cat magic,
perfect,
absolute magic stuff.
In quarter two, we are going to look at look back at some of our pre-season predictions, because let's face it, that's not going to make any of us look daft. So I'm going to hand over to Ian, who is going to take us through. Are we looking at divisional predictions? I think we did our divisional predictions.
Yeah, we did our players a couple of weeks ago, didn't we? So this is at the beginning of the season, we all predicted where each team would finish. Stop looking, H. Where each team would finish.
This is the
we finish in the division.
Like two school kids. You know? Stop looking at my work.
That's not even a surprise. You're ruining the surprise of me winning. Oh, no. So in the AFC North, we all went exactly the same. Remember how you predicted the AFC North?
Bengals, Ravens,
Steelers,
Browns.
Yeah. We all got the Steelers right in third.
Yeah.
So we all get a point each.
Joe Burrow's let us down.
Yeah.
Injuries.
Joe Burrow's calf and wrist.
Injuries absolutely killed a lot of teams this year, thinking about it.
Yeah.
Go on.
Well, it was all quarterback related, wasn't it? AFC East.
Oh, get a great...
Pete's Jets hype killed him. Pete went Jets, Bills, Dolphins, Pats.
Perfect order apart from the Jets.
Yeah. We all got the Pats right. So we all get a point for the Pats finishing last.
I went Bills top and then Jets, Dolphins, and you went Dolphins, Jets.
So I got all four right, which gives me a bonus point.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Is this just so you can win?
Just to be clear, next season, when we do any predictions, we need to decide on the scoring format before we go into the season.
I'll tell you now.
To be fair, Pete, it won't matter how we score this, mate.
Yeah, I know.
He's already 4 points up on you.
You are dead last, regardless of how we score it.
Hey, if you're going to get injury to Joe Burrow, that's messed me up. Injury to Aaron Rodgers, that's messed me up.
Screwed you.
Yeah.
I think you might struggle with the next one, though.
Yeah, there'll be another injury.
AFC South.
Let me have my bragging rights. You two both said the Texans were finishing last, and I said they were finishing second.
So we were all wrong.
We were all wrong.
I guess we all went for the Jags.
Yeah, we all went Jags. I went Texans, you went Colts, so you went Titans.
Are you blaming Trevor Lawrence injury?
Trevor Lawrence. Right,
fair enough.
On that subject, little detour, I'm going to ask you this question, H, because we did a trade in Dynasty a couple of weeks ago. How do you feel about Trevor Lawrence moving forward?
Just very underwhelming, considering he was the big cheese coming out of college with the biggest hype since Andrew Luck. He's not reached that standard that we thought he would.
No, he's had moments.
He's not that generational talent that everyone was saying he was.
I'm back in the fact that he's going to. Yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't have made the trade, would I?
And the thing is, like this year, they gave him the offense to go and do stuff.
Yeah, they did. They got him a couple of decent wide receivers and things like that.
It's a big off season for Jaguars.
It'll be an interest. I actually think it's going to be interesting for a lot of teams. The Colts for me, that's the team to watch. I said this a couple of weeks ago. You've got a quarterback that, if he stays healthy, could absolutely run away with it.
This could be the pessimist in me, but I've just got a feeling he's going to go down in week three again.
But I'm quite interested because obviously the Texans and the Colts have an awful lot of cap space, even with the extra $30 million that we've got. And I think the Jags have a little bit, and Tennessee may have a tiny, or like they have enough to work with. Yeah. And I think it's going to be.
Everyone's got loads now.
I know, yeah. Is there like five teams that
get Pittman signed? We'll talk about this in free agency. Yeah. But get Pittman signed and get on with it.
I went Jags, Titans, Colts, Texans. So I get a point for the Colts finishing third. Pete went Jags, Colts, Titans, Texans. No points. And H got the Colts and Titans
right. I apologise for putting the Texans last.
It's okay. But to be honest, most people thought exactly the same as yourself.
I know, but I apologise.
This was directly after when H said, I'll be happy with six wins.
Yes.
6-9, I said.
And you said you'd be happy with six. I said, right, well, that's last.
What else have I got wrong?
AFC West, you actually did.
You got one.
Definitely went for the Chiefs.
This is better. So you went Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, Raiders. So you get a point for the Chiefs and a point for the Broncos.
Chargers finished last.
Yeah.
Raiders finished second.
I don't know. How did the Chargers finish last?
They lost
Herbert. No receivers and Eckler.
Injuries again. Yeah, injuries. Just quarterback Eckler. Injuries.
Eckler.
Eckler being done.
I will come on to the Chargers. Probably at free agency quite a bit because I am interested in what they're going to do.
What, with no money?
Oh, we're going to have a good. We're not talking about it now. We're going to have a good chat about the Chargers then.
Right. That's cool.
They might be coming up later in this episode.
Oh, is it later in this episode?
Later in this episode, the Chargers are coming up.
So that's 2 points for H, and I only got one because I had the Chargers winning the division. I thought it was their year.
Oh, you're really down on the Chiefs. 7 points ahead.
I am. Not anymore.
You are one of those NFL fans. Like H is just talked about. You don't want to see a team win. As soon as any team wins, you want them to lose straight away. You're just like, right, I am done with them.
I wouldn't say any team. I think if it was the Bengals, I'd be quite happy with it.
Yeah, the rest of them.
And the
though.
Texans. You'd love to see the Texans. You'd be happy for me.
Maybe that's a different. Who would your second team be? Other team you want to see winning? It probably would be the Chargers. I like the Chargers.
We'll have plenty of episodes.
I do like the Chargers.
We'll have plenty of episodes to fill with features later on in the off season.
So NFC North, we all got a point because we all went the same. Lions, Vikings, Bears, Packers.
Right.
Kirk Cousins killed us.
And we didn't realise how good Jordan Love was. That's
we did also talk about that it was going to happen though.
Oh yeah, we did.
I'm sure if we went back to that episode, there'll be a 2 minute feature on us going, Jordan Love's going to be brilliant because he plays for the Packers.
Yeah,
they can't get away with it. They've
gone from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
they don't get quarterbacks wrong, do they? No. NFC East, Pete with another stinker, Nil Poir.
What? Did I not have the Cowboys?
Eagles. You went Eagles, Cowboys, Commanders, Giants.
You even messed up on that last bit.
Yeah. Everything up.
To be fair, me and H also went Eagles, Cowboys. But then we got the Giants over the Commanders at the end.
Yeah.
NFC South, H drew a blank.
Yeah, I had a shocker on
you
this.
You were all in on Derek Carr.
I was.
You had the Falcons second.
Pete had the Falcons to win it.
He did.
I'm not taking
any abuse for my NFC South predictions because it could have finished anyway. Yeah. Even right up to the last week, I think the top three were only split by a game. So, and it wasn't a case of which one's better. It was a case of who wants to be worse. So
that's what it was. But Pete, you got a point for having the Saints in second.
Real.
And I got two for having Falcons third and Panthers last. And Panthers were a massive last.
Did we not have Panthers last?
No. You both had the Bucks to be last.
We had Bucks.
Oh, right, okay.
And they won it.
So after me saying last year that the Bucks could be the worst team in the NFL, I had them finishing second in the division.
Yeah.
Do you remember who
I
you said
I do remember
that
contradiction at the time.
Do you remember who you said would have the first overall pick this year? Because I know mine, and I think I was closest because I had the Commanders. And I don't think...
Do you know what I said? I don't know.
Yeah, you went the Bucks.
I think I probably would have gone Cardinals or somebody like that.
You mentioned the Cardinals, but you said someone else, and I can't remember who you said. I apologise.
Great concept.
I'll do some research for next week.
Nice.
But yeah, I was the lowest, I think, with the Commanders.
So no one said the Panthers?
No.
And then the NFC
I think
West.
We all thought Bryce Young might be slightly better than he is.
I don't think we'll be making that mistake again next year, will we?
No. Out all out.
No. He's going to be an undrafted quarterback in fantasy.
Yeah.
Probably. In 18 leagues. Definitely.
Actually. I can't see
I think you could start, and I've made this point, I think we might have talked about this on the last episode, if we start a new Dynasty League and it's super flex and you do 24 rounds, I still don't think Bryce Young gets drafted.
Four quarterbacks each? You might. You might.
You don't have to.
Go with two.
Yeah.
Three.
Maybe he would, but it's going to be very late.
Yeah.
It's going to be past the 20th round.
I think Superflex, 24 rounds, I think he would go. It would be.
A bit late.
He could
rounds.
Be Mr. Irrelevant.
Who are you going to take? Like, there's going to be. I can't think of many quarterbacks who would be lower than Bryce Young at the moment.
Zach Wilson.
Starting quarterbacks.
He's been told he can have a trade.
Yeah, and he's been told no one's interested.
I'm sure everybody else in the league went. Yeah.
No,
you're all right.
No,
we've seen you. Thanks, mate.
Brilliant.
Mac Jones.
Even the Commanders went. All right.
Mac Jones.
Is that all of them?
Happy with, no, we've got the NFC West where we all got 2 points.
Top and bottom.
The same, top and bottom. 49ers top, Cardinals bottom. And we all went Seahawks followed by the Rams.
The Rams were quite surprising this year looking at it.
Yeah, but the Seahawks were also disappointing.
Also looking at it, yeah. Yeah, you're probably right there.
After last year. So final totals, Pete last.
Shocker. With Pete's eight. Last in all of these things.
He just got eight right.
I need to stop predicting stuff.
H second with 12, and I won with 14.
So is this why you were
so... That bonus point didn't matter anyway. I'd have won regardless.
So... He doesn't want to talk about the Super Bowl because it's a couple of weeks later, but this 2 months after the season finished. He's like,
he's been demanding this out.
Let's go back and talk about it.
One final thing we need to review from the season is Fantasy Game Day.
Because
we did do a tracker, well, for most of the season, but definitely at least the back half.
Yeah.
And we did say that our best listener would receive a prize.
I think we already know this is.
Millionaire Matt.
Well,
he's getting a prize, is he?
We did say we'd get him something.
It'll
be something podcast related.
I'll go with some. Oh, right. I was just going to say, do you want me to go in my chocolate cupboard over there?
We've still got a selection box from Christmas.
Yeah. Trying to watch my weight, and I
put a JMD pod sticker on it and send it off.
I'll go and find something that's got that needs eating if we can get it sent off to him.
So I was going through all the stats and all the results, and consistently, Matt Cullen, who we've just mentioned, was up there. He won £133 since we started tracking it, which is a good return.
That is good.
And I thought, well, he's won enough.
Yeah.
So I'm going to change the rules and I'm going to look at giving the prize to whoever top scored, which was also Matt Cullen. So I hope he didn't turn off in rage. Yeah. Then he actually top scored with 212 points.
Wow.
In the week that Breece Hall went off for 43 against the Commanders. And Amari Cooper joined the 50 club against the Texans.
We don't need to talk about that one.
The only person to score higher than Matt Cullen this year was me. 225 points.
There's always a way to get
yourself
into it. Look at me.
So I'm going to give the prize to myself.
Brilliant.
I finished second 1 week. No one else did that, did they?
Do you know, H, what was your top score for the season?
No idea. Couldn't tell you.
169.
Finished second though, didn't I?
Pete, what was yours? Hang on before you do. Second in a week where second didn't get paid though.
I know.
I've no idea.
You had 190.
Oh, okay.
You had a banging week. So, well done.
I finished.
I did all right. I feel like I did all right. I think I might have taken more money out of that than I put into it.
You did miss a few weeks as well though, didn't you?
Yeah.
There's a couple of weeks where you thought about setting your lineup and didn't submit it.
There's a few weeks I set my lineup and then forgot to submit it. So, and then watched the players go off. I was like, oh, I'm quite good at this. Turns out.
What about you? I found myself occasionally just through habit clicking on the app and then going, oh, there's no games.
No, I haven't done that.
Have you not?
No. I've not yet, no.
Just when I'm bored, my thumb seems to kind of automatically head towards
just because you love gambling.
I just go to Sleeper and I'm like, right, who can I send a trade to? Like this morning, I've been thinking about that trade I sent to you this morning for a while.
I've been raging about that trade all day.
Why? We ain't raging about it, just reject it if you don't like it.
Well, I actually went onto your team to look at a counter offer and there's nothing there.
Right, very quickly, as we've got a minute left in the quarter, I'm going to take you through my pre-season bets. I had £15 on Justin Herbert to throw 40 passing touchdowns.
Oh, wow.
I had £15 on the Ravens, Lions and Jags all to get to 9 or more wins, which came in at 2.5. I'm going to have to use the decibel odds because I can't work that out. I had £15 on Bijan Robinson to win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Oh, dear.
I had £20 on the Bengals to reach Super Bowl.
Oh, God.
No wonder Burrow got injured.
Skybet boosted it. I had a tenner on Keenan Allen to get over 1,000 yards. I had a tenner on DJ Moore.
Keenan Allen did.
At 2.5. I had a tenner on DJ Moore to get over 1,000 yards at 3.5, which he did. And I had a tenner on Jerry Jeudy to get over 1,000 yards, which he went nowhere near. So upshot of this was I put £95 on and got £97 back.
Good finish.
Yeah, good return.
Good finish.
You can't go broke making a profit. Quarter three.
Donald Trump can.
Yeah. Quarter three. Off-season storylines we're excited about. So I'm going to let you start, H, because you mentioned something about the Chargers.
Yeah.
And you're excited about it. So.
I am. The Chargers are the team I think you need to watch, because with a new head coach coming in, they are badly in draft doo-doos, let's say.
And I think, I've got no idea what you meant by that.
Do you want to go again?
they're in a bad sorry, not draft, bad
cap situation.
Oh, right.
And I think
just
I also
got 30 million.
I know.
Did you just say doo-doo?
Doo-doos. Yeah. I was trying not to swear. And I personally
believe.
Only
apologise to all our listeners.
I know.
Oh my god.
And I personally believe that they have to do a few sort of big dramatic changes to work it out. And
first one being Mike Williams.
Mike Williams. We've mentioned this one. He's got 30 million in guaranteed money this year, I think. And if I remember right, I think if they cut him or release him, whatever you want to call it, I think it's 8 million in dead cap, so 22 million saved. That gets them into the green, and then all of a sudden they can start thinking about things. But they also lose running back, which I think is going to be a big thing. And I know Eckler didn't have a great year this year, but they've got to make some big changes. Bringing in the new head coach, it's one of those teams that I've always been interested in. I quite like them. They're up there with another team that I really like. And yeah, I'd just be interested to see what they do.
So I've made a note of four or five storylines that I'm excited about, and then underneath it I've put things I'm already bored of, and the Chargers on top of that list.
Already bored of?
Yeah. I'm like, and I feel like it hasn't, it's like the off season hasn't even started yet, and already don't want to hear about how Harbaugh's going to change the Chargers and how they're going to be different. And it's not really his fault, and it's not really anybody. It's the media's fault. But I feel like we've been down this road with the Chargers a million times, and I'm not willing to go down that road again. I quite like the Chargers. I like Herbert. I've got a lot of love for Keenan Allen for what he's just done for me this season. And I would love them to be good, and I want to make that clear. If they're good next year, I'll really enjoy it. I'll probably even buy a T-shirt. Like I want them to be a good team. I just don't want to hear about it until the 7th of September or whenever the season kicks off. Like, just get on with it. Get your draft done. Do some stuff in free agency. They're just one storyline I don't want to hear anything about.
Talk to us about a storyline you do want to hear about.
The big thing for me, and this is obvious, is the Justin Fields, or do you take a rookie at 101?
I'm interested.
See, are you not bored of this?
No, because I think it's really intriguing. Because I can't remember. I feel like I can't remember a time when a team had the first overall pick, but also had a quarterback that you could go, maybe he's the one you keep. I feel like it's never happened before. Because if you had someone who's decent. It's only happened because that's terrible trade.
Can you have it when you selected Burrow and he got injured? I know there was no quarterback coming through, but you were
what?
They weren't the first pick.
I can't remember. That's what I was.
We were for Burrow.
No, the year after. Went after because he got injured.
Chase. Once you had it,
yeah.
Sorry,
but you went one. We went one overall, were you?
No, Chase went four, fifth.
No, you're right.
Sorry, my apologies.
I just think it's. Yeah, I just think it's interesting. And I think I'm leaning towards... I think I said to you guys all along, if it was me, I'd take the rookie, because as much as I think Justin Fields is a good fantasy quarterback, I can't see him lifting a Super Bowl. So I would take the chance on the rookie, because you need the generation... Like, if you've got a generational talent...
Well...
This
is the sticking point for me, because we've just talked about Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
Who was a generational talent when he went in the draft. Bryce Young, generational talent. Are you not better sticking with what you know?
Possibly.
Because I'm going down the road of now of trading up from 9 to 3 and maybe trading the Pats Fields, but then I consider it your way of thinking of, you know what you're getting with Fields now. So Fields isn't a bad quarterback. He's not a great quarterback, but you can get players around him, and you can get two massive pieces by going at 1 and 9, or you could even trade back from 1. So you could trade back to, say, 2 to 3, trade back a couple of times and get maybe 1-2 more second rounders or a third rounder that then come in and are a dramatic improvement on what you've got in the roster. So I don't think the Bears have a bad way, or they don't have a bad situation with what they decide to do. The only bad thing is if they go Caleb Williams and it turns out to be a bust.
Yeah, but this is my point, and I agree. I know exactly what you're saying, Ian, but I think that my attitude, if I was a GM, would be just take the chance. Keep taking chances.
Rookie quarterbacks are cheap, which means you can spend elsewhere as well.
Well, they are. So let's imagine this was last year and the Bears don't have to pay Fields. What would they do? Because it all revolves, it's all about money now, isn't it? Do we pay Justin Fields?
What I find interesting about it is what I find interesting about the whole debate is, If the Bears didn't have the first pick, so they were just picking from 9, no one would be even talking about it. They'd pay Justin Fields and they'd get on with it.
Yeah,
because they'd look at it and go, "Well, we're not gonna get the quarterback of the future from the 9th pick. We'll just pay Justin Fields," and they'd give him a 3-year all guaranteed deal or something like that.
Yeah.
And then they'd just keep trying him because he's shown bits. The bit that would worry me if I was a Bears fan with Fields is, I don't think he's ever going to be able to play 17 games in a year. Doesn't seem to be able to stay on the field
because of his style.
Yeah, and that is always, it's a bit like Lamar. It's like,
this is my problem.
He has just done that.
This is my problem though with Caleb Williams is, I completely understand what he's done in college is freakish. Some of the players are absolutely out of this world. I don't see him being able to do that in the NFL. And it's not that I'm not saying Caleb Williams is a bust. Don't think that I'm saying that. But a lot of the plays that he has made in college, he doesn't make in the NFL because the NFL, you get hit. You know, he's going up against certain, you know, defensive linemen that aren't that good.
I know what you're saying.
That's the case.
Ian made the great college, isn't it? The best point you can make, Ian's already made it, is everyone thought Trevor Lawrence was the best thing since Andrew Luck, and so far we've only seen glimpses of it. He hasn't, and he's not in his first year anymore. He's had what, three years. Yeah. He should be. They're gonna be paying him soon, and he should be showing that he is that generational talent at this point.
He has made.
Is Justin Fields a better quarterback than Trevor Lawrence?
No. Adam, if I was starting an NFL franchise, I'd take Trevor Lawrence over Justin Fields.
I would as well. I think. Yeah. Lawrence has shown glimpses of brilliance. I mean, granted, so has Fields, to be fair to him.
This is what I'm saying.
We're not going to get through many other storylines. No, I know. Follow this, right? I'm going to move it on. Before we do, if they trade him, where do you fancy him going?
Atlanta.
Yeah, that was where I was thinking.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, at one point he was backed really low odds, to be honest. Talking about quarterbacks, you got one you want to mention?
There was one I wanted to mention, only because it's a Bengals story. It's T. Higgins, who we've just tagged in, which guarantees him $23 million for the year. The reason it's interesting for me is, have we tagged him with the intention of keeping him?
Yeah.
Because we can tag him again next year and pay him another whatever the franchise tag is for next year, while we try and negotiate.
We've just tagged him for $21 million and then ended up $10 million better off than you were 3 days ago because of the...
Or have we tagged him with the intention of agreeing a trade at the combine?
I think this is why what the Bengals have done is brilliant, because they have taken the power and they've brought it to themselves.
Yeah.
He cannot go out and seek a trade or see what free agency does because they've tagged him early.
Yeah.
So now he has to be traded or he plays on the tag.
The problem with, and you mentioned it on WhatsApp, the problem I see with the trade, and I don't watch a lot of college football, but I have heard that it's a good draft for wide receivers, and from the bit of research I've done so far suggests it's a wide receiver draft, and there's quite a few others available in free agency. I don't know how much of a market's going to be there for a trade. I don't know if you're going to get. I think they're tagging him, and you're going to keep. You end up keeping him because I just don't.
Which you know, there isn't a Bengals fan out there that isn't happy with that situation.
Didn't you cut Boyd as well?
Not yet.
He's going into free agency, but they've not officially. He's not officially released yet, is he? Until free agency starts.
I thought he was.
Not officially.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything about that.
He's not.
I haven't seen it. I don't know where I've got it from.
Yeah.
He's not been cut, but he is in free agency at the minute.
I am panicking now.
Yeah. I'm sure I read somewhere that Tyler Boyd was officially gone. Weren't going to offer him any money or.
No, cause if he was gone, there'd be videos of him all over the place saying thank you and all that. He's not gone.
On T. Higgins, the only team that I can see going and trying to get him. And I do think it's a good spot for him because he'll go to the wide receiver one, and I think they need weapons to help the quarterback, is the Panthers, but I don't think they've got enough capital to actually trade for him. They've not got a first rounder. It's going to be, what, an early second round? What,
that is
earliest.
Not, unless he's just interested in the money, that is not an enticing place to go.
Exactly.
I'd rather play second fiddle to Jamar Chase with Joe Burrow throwing me the ball.
And with a chance of a ring
near Carolina,
yeah, and a chance of a ring if you stay with the Bengals,
yeah,
that's the way I see it.
Yeah,
this is touching on free agency a little bit, but when it comes to quarterbacks, the Kirk Cousins thing is also interesting me.
Yeah,
like, are they gonna stick with him?
Well, they told him that they're not gonna give him guaranteed money.
Yeah, because he just doesn't. I mean, watch that program last year, he doesn't seem like the sort of bloke who's going to go, right, I think he just wants to stay.
He wants to stay, and he offered them a hometown discount.
Yeah.
Which they were happy with, but they didn't want to guarantee him any money, which was the sticking point, it seems.
It just seems daft for me. The Vikings are too high up in the draft to get one of the top quarterbacks. I've got here, I know we're going to talk about free agency, but I've got Kirk Cousins should stay at the Vikings, and they should draft maybe a third rounder, fourth rounder, Bo Nix, Spencer Rattler, and just have him sit behind Kirk for a year and learn from Kirk, because there's not many better teachers.
You think
teachers.
Bo Nix is going in the third round?
Second or third, probably, I'd say. I don't see him going in the first round. I think this.
No, I just thought the third was too low.
Yeah.
He said third, I was like.
He may drop. Stretch. I think Spencer Rattler will definitely be at the third, fourth, and I think I personally like him as a quarterback, so I'd do that.
I've got a couple of others if you two haven't got anything you want to throw out. I've got the Chiefs wide receiver conundrum, which made even more so by the fact they've just let
Valdes-Scantling down.
I feel like the Chiefs need another wide receiver. But they feel like the team that always just goes and picks one up in the third round of the draft as opposed to going and paying one.
What do you reckon of Gabe Davis to the Chiefs?
Oh,
I've thought about
Gabe
this.
Davis does not. I would. Yeah.
He would be the deep threat, wouldn't he? Gabe Davis would be the deep threat.
It's not going to excite anyone apart from Gabe Davis, but.
Gabe
Davis feels exactly like someone who could go to the Chiefs and drop three really important passes next year. So, absolutely.
Then also score four touchdowns
absolutely
in a game.
Fine. Joe Flacco back to Cleveland.
No. However.
Wow, what's Katarina Johnson-Thompson doing?
as backup. No.
I think he goes somewhere where.
Similar
situation to probably Minshew of that. He could start somewhere and then pass it on to one of the rookies, a JJ McCarthy, someone like that. That's my opinion. Well,
No, I agree.
And just to wrap up, the other things that I've got anything to add. The other things that I do not want to hear about to add to the Chargers, I'm already done hearing things about Russell Wilson.
I've not even read anything about Russell Wilson.
I've heard enough about him over the last 10 years. I don't need to hear anymore. I heard today that they hadn't had any interest in him. So I was like, yeah, that's enough. And the last one is, I don't want to hear anything about Rodgers and the Jets.
Fine. Beautiful, Pete. Good work.
So the last quarter, we're going to play a game called Would You Rather.
Why do I have a feeling you are just trying to get me and Ian to have our normal weekly row?
Oh, what's that noise? Oh, there we go. Apologies, that was my laptop. If you could, you might not even be able to hear that. Could have been an internal thing.
Yeah. Why do I have a feeling you're just trying to make me and Ian fight?
It's not. It's not about that. It's
are you trying to get next year's battle?
I'm just trying to start a debate. So you must have all played the game. Would you rather? You know, would you rather lose a hand or a foot? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit like that. But it's who would you rather have in Dynasty? So we're at the end of our first year of playing Dynasty Fantasy Football.
Don't copy my answers.
And there's a lot.
I can't read your writing.
No, you don't need to write anything down. It's more of a, I thought we'd go through. So I had a quick look at Fantasy Pros, which I believe they've got their rankings on there, their sort of Dynasty rankings at the moment. And I believe what the way Fantasy Pros works, and someone could correct me on social if I've got this wrong, is that they take several experts' opinions.
They do an average ranking,
and aggregate them so they get an average.
Yeah.
So I picked some players who are really close together, and I just thought we'd go through, and you could say if you had in one of your dynasty teams. I know Ian, you've got several now. I know H.
I've just got one, working
off one for the time.
I already know that I am overcommitted.
If anyone has an orphan team, though, hit me up.
Yeah, H is.
I might have one.
Yeah, you might have to take over some of Ian's because Ian got far too carried away.
Every time I open Sleeper, I'm like, what have I done?
How many dynasty teams are you running?
I'm not running any. Not just dynasty.
I was surprised you'd even seen the offer I sent you this morning.
I've got notifications on.
Well, that's going to make it worse.
Right. Well, on Sleeper, I've currently got 5. Plus two best balls that aren't on Sleeper. Was the third best ball that we're going to do with someone else.
Best ball's fine.
Yeah.
You could be in a million.
I'm just
best
looking
ball
at my teams. I'm just like, oh God, what have I done?
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Right. So we'll do quarterbacks first.
Here we go.
Start off with something not necessarily simple, but is at the top. Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes. And all of these, when I go through all of these, they're all ranked really closely in the Fantasy Pros, which is where I've gone from.
Josh Allen.
I like Allen's upside with his rushing, so fantasy Allen.
I agree on Josh Allen. I think I'd be really tempted to take Mahomes in that position, but it's got nothing to do with fantasy football.
If you in real life to go out there and win you games,
it's Mahomes.
It's Mahomes, but we're talking fantasy.
My problem with Mahomes is I feel like he needs what we've just talked about. He needs that deep threat to be able to get to that level of being the QB1 on the season.
And that's why we picked Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Because he's got Gabe Davis.
Not anymore.
So looking a bit further down the list, these two might be, I thought this might be a little bit more interesting. Dak Prescott or Kyler Murray?
Kyler.
Oh, that was a quick answer. Yeah. You didn't even think about it.
No, I'm similar to you. I quite like Kyler. I quite like watching him. And I think he's rushing.
You don't think Dak Prescott turned a corner last year?
No. He's just the same old Dak.
But there isn't any fantasy in playoffs, is there?
No.
You can pick Dak.
As long as they're playing average teams all season, he's going to rip it up.
During the season.
Kyler was injured for a lot of last year, but when he came back, I'm sure I read somewhere in the weeks that he was playing, he was quarterback 8. Why would I not take that?
Yeah. Okay.
And it's a young team that you can grow around.
As a quarterback for fantasy, I would rather have Kyler, but as it stands, I would pick Dak purely because of who he's throwing it to.
Got more up. Yeah.
I would take Dak because of CD Lamb.
I think there's a few more question marks over Kyler Murray, but I agree this ceiling might be slightly higher.
Yeah.
And last one on quarterbacks, Brock Purdy or Tua?
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
Because I've seen so many rumours about the Dolphins looking to trade Tua.
Tua's an interesting quarterback, and I have him in our dynasty league that we're all in. And he's one of those where it's like he never sets the world alight, but he didn't really have that many games where he really disappointed. But there was a lot of games where they scored 30 odd points, and you go to the thing, and he's got 16.
What was it, 70 against the Broncos?
Yeah. But that was it. But there was a lot of games where he was scoring high, and then you go and check his score, and he's got 16, and you're like, how have you only got 16 points?
Mm. Yeah.
When are you ever going to get to 30? Like, he's never going to get to 30. He's just one of those quarterbacks. He's not. He just doesn't have that. It's super flex, so I'm kind of like, as your second quarterback, it's an option, but I suppose that's where they
it
are.
It is a tough one because
they've both got
I think Tua looks better than he is because of the yards after the catch that he gets from Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Brock Purdy gets a few of them though.
And I know he does.
From CMC dump offs and everything else.
Like no one's inflating Brock Purdy's value like people are inflating Tua's. We know what Brock Purdy is.
Well, they're pretty level in.
Wow. Yeah, I know.
I think
yeah. I'd take Tua.
I lean Tua on the basis that if they both got traded, I feel like Tua would still be the same thing, roughly, depending on obviously weapons and everything plays a big part of it. I feel like Brock Purdy works in that system.
Yeah.
Works really well in that system. But if Kyle Shanahan decides I'm going to move on, I'm not sure
someone else would work just as well in that system.
Yeah, I'm not sure where Brock Purdy's career goes from that.
Yeah,
and because it's dynasty, that's it. Like if it was just redraft and you're looking at next season, I'm like, probably Brock Purdy's going to have a better season than Tua next year. But I don't know.
Yeah, I do think that. I think Brock Purdy's one bad season away from his career being over.
Yeah,
I think Tua can have a bad season and someone will still give him another chance.
H, wrap it up.
I don't know.
This is why we really need to get all of the facial expressions you've just made is why we need to invest more in YouTube for our tens of listeners to see your face screwing up like you were chewing on a lemon.
I think I'd probably base it on age and say Purdy's just a little bit younger, so I might take a risk there. But Purdy in...
Don't win anything with kids, mate.
What's a random random remark?
I just think Purdy in Shanahan's system works, so I'll go Purdy. But honestly, like, if I had that choice, I don't know. I'd probably go down to the last second.
Okay, running backs, Breece Hall or Jahmyr Gibbs?
Oh,
Jahmyr Gibbs.
He's got to say Jahmyr Gibbs because he's trying to play hardball over my
trade.
No, I'll explain why in a minute. Well, I'll do it now, Malich.
Go on, yeah.
Malich mumbles with himself over in the corner. Jahmyr Gibbs, that offense is pretty much set in stone, and it will be for the next couple of years. Aaron Rodgers.
Montgomery.
Sorry?
Montgomery.
What about him? I mean, fat boy Montgomery, he's...
My only concern with Jahmyr Gibbs, and I mean, I've sent you a trade this morning, so you know I like him, and you know I would.
Yeah, but you didn't offer me Breece Hall in return,
I would love him, no, because I would prefer Breece Hall. Breece Hall's my number one running back in football at the moment. But I do like Jahmyr Gibbs. My concern would be everyone can go, well, he outplayed Montgomery. They went with two running backs last year, they've gone with two running backs this year. As long as Dan Campbell's there, he's going to have someone to run alongside him. He's never gonna get CMC kind of levels, I don't think, because they're always gonna have a Montgomery or Jamal Williams. I could be wrong, but that would be my one concern about Jahmyr Gibbs. Whereas the
you're not worried about Israel.
The Jets gave the ball to Breece Hall 450 times in week 18. Like they just kept handing him the ball because he was about 5 yards short of 1,000 yards.
Because they couldn't get the ball to Garrett Wilson because of quarterback issues.
No, but no, I'm everything you're about to say is right, but there isn't another running back on that roster, and there as long as he's there, there isn't going to be another running back.
And this is the thing, if it was for redraft for next season, Breece Hall all day. But the fact that the Jets haven't got a backup QB option, if Rodgers goes down, or you know, Rodgers only plays one more year. Who's like we've seen what happens with Zach Wilson.
Okay. Have you got an answer for us?
I'm gonna lean towards Breece Hall, but it's only purely because I think I said about 3 weeks before the end of the season, he's done nothing all year, and that was my honest.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh yeah.
And that was my honest.
You got called out on Twitter for that as well.
I know. And then when I actually looked at his stats,
You didn't look, I told you.
No, but but after it, I went back and looked at his stats, and then his last 3 weeks, he was RB1.
RB1. It was RB2 on the year, wasn't he?
Yeah, and it's amazing because I genuinely thought he had a poor year and finished as RB2. So I'd say Breece Hall because he's deceptively very good.
Okay. Devon A-Chan, whatever. Kyron Williams.
Kyron Williams. We know what Kyron Williams is now.
It depends what...
Decisive H. I like decisive H.
Depends what happens with Mosa, doesn't it?
Got to pick now.
There was a couple of times where A-Chan...
Karen.
There was a couple of times where A-Chan had chances to go out and cement RB1 when Mosa was... had a bang and Jeff Wilson wasn't there and he didn't do it.
Oh, he's never going to be...
Karen was given those chances last year, though. Didn't take him.
Oh, he has.
He has this year. He didn't last year.
Or because he didn't tell McVay's cat right. It was...
A-Chan has done more in his rookie year than Karen Williams did.
I really like these last two, so we're going to move on because I've also got wide receivers.
Is one of them Josh Jacobs or Etienne?
No. Najee Harris or Joe Mixon?
Joe Mixon.
What are the ages? Mixon's a little bit older, isn't he?
I don't know. They're both done.
Mixon's a three-down back. Najee Harris shares it with Jalen Warren.
Yeah.
The only thing going in Najee Harris's favour is that Art Smith is now the OC.
They are
going to be running the ball 9 times out of 10.
The only other thing as well is what happens with Mixon's situation because there's rumours they're trying to get
Come
Jacobs.
On, I need a quick answer. We've got something to get through.
Mixon.
And go Mixon.
And the last one on the running backs, Damian Pierce. Or Zach Moss?
Zach Moss. Damien Pierce is finished. Zach Moss will get a trade.
Zach Moss is a free agent.
All right, fair enough. Zach Moss will get a new team and it'll be RB1. Damien Pierce is done.
Yeah.
Wide receivers. I'm going to have to cut down because we haven't got time to go through all of them. Puka or Tyreek Hill?
Puka.
Puka. It's Dynasty.
Dynasty is easy.
My favourite one of the lot. T. Higgins or Nico Collins?
Nico.
T
Higgins is wide receiver 2, Nico Collins is wide receiver 1.
Is he with Tank Dell back?
No, yeah, he's I'm going to say Nico.
You're going Nico over Tank? You just said he was wide receiver 1 over Tank Dell.
Yeah, I think it's going to be close. I like Nico over T, that's my opinion, but we're going to disagree with that one.
We are going to disagree. So,
yeah.
I'm taking tea all day there.
Terry McLaurin or Christian Kirk?
Ooh, that's a nice one. I might go Christian Kirk on this one as my quick answer.
I think Christian Kirk's upside is greater.
Yeah, I do. And I think Commanders are going to spend...
I know we talked about Trevor Lawrence, but he's stable, isn't he?
Yeah.
He was coming into the Commanders. Yeah. We've no idea. Probably Drake May. Is he going to hit the ground running? Is he going to put Terry McLaurin back to where he was?
And then to finish the wide receivers, I've got a 1 of 4 because they put these four. What? They're not rookies anymore because they've done their rookie season, so they're sophomores all together. Zay Flowers, Jordan Addison, Tank Dell, or Jaxon Smith-Njigba.
Tank Dell.
I love Jaxon Smith-Njigba, but I'm not going against Tank Dell.
Too easy. Oh, I didn't think you'd both go Tank Dell. Well, you might go Addison.
Tank Dell. Addison was a close second.
Addison's a really close second. I would only lean towards Jaxon Smith-Njigba because I really liked him coming out of college and I was a big fan of him. I thought he'd be amazing. And I still
as already discussed, he's going to get built up far too much over the offseason.
I know. I can't wait for the hype.
We'll finish with tight ends. Travis Kelce. Or Kyle Pitts.
Pitts.
Really?
It's Dynasty.
Dynasty.
This is public.
He's not showing anything.
It's Kelsey's last year, though, isn't it?
Well, we've been saying that for a while.
Even if I took Pitts, I've got trade capital there. People will still, they'll trade me for Pitts for long term.
And last one, Dallas Goedert or Jake Ferguson.
1H.
I'm going my guy. I'm always going my guy.
Goedert.
Yeah.
I'm out on Goddard. I'm done with him.
No, he's a little bit old now, though. To be honest, if it was drafting now, I'd probably take Ferguson because I think Dallas Goddard's maybe touching 30 years old. I think Jake Ferguson's a little bit younger.
Jake Ferguson's a lot younger.
Yeah, but I do really like Goddard, so yeah, I'd probably I'd trade for him.
All right, and that's the end of this episode.
Nice.
Once again, we've landed it right on the dot. Thanks for listening. Anything to add before we go, gents?
Anyone that did Pete's last section there, send us what your answers were as well.
Yeah. If you massively disagree with anything, give us a shout on socials, which are...
Don't point at me, you should know him.
Yeah, you're the host.
I was trying to do two things at once.
You should know him, mate.
My laptop was about to go off. It's at JMD Pod across everything. X, Twitter, Facebook,
TikTok.
The lot.
jmdpod@outlook.com if you want to go old school and email us.
Any thoughts on the pod, always appreciated.
And again, well done, Matt Cullen. We will be in touch
with your bourbons.
With your selection box.
Which I haven't dropped off at our league winner yet. So they might be going to Matt Cullen instead. Thanks for listening and tune in next time for our free agency chat.